Section. Introduction. In this section, we introduce reinforcement learning from human feedback, RLHF, as a method commonly used to align large language models, LLMs, with human intent. RLHF learns a reward function from human-labeled comparisons to understand complex objectives. Various works have explored new algorithms for training and sampling from large models using reinforcement learning, RL, techniques. Direct alignment methods, like direct preference optimization, DPO, have gained popularity for their simplicity. These methods optimize both reward functions and policies simultaneously in a contextual bandit setting. While direct alignment methods are similar to classical RLHF approaches, they differ in fundamental ways. For example, classical RLHF optimizes token-level value functions with sparse rewards, while DPO operates in a contextual bandit setting, treating the entire response as a single entity. Despite tokens being generated individually, dense rewards are known to be beneficial in RL, unlike the sparse rewards in DPO. Our work focuses on bridging the gap between direct alignment methods like DPO and traditional RLHF pipelines by adapting DPO to the token-level Markov decision process, MDP, setting in LLMs. We show that DPO implicitly learns a token-level reward function, where the model's logits define the optimal expected total future reward. Additionally, we demonstrate that DPO can effectively model various dense reward functions within the token MDP. Empirically, we provide three practical insights based on our theoretical findings. Firstly, we show that DPO's implicit rewards can be interpreted on a per-token basis. Secondly, we illustrate that likelihood search in a DPO model is akin to searching for a reward function during decoding. Lastly, we highlight the significance of the initial policy and reference distribution in shaping the trajectory of implicit rewards during training. The problem of aligning policies with human intent using preference feedback has been extensively studied in RL. RLHF, initially focused on control tasks, has gained traction in language modeling and vision communities. Most RLHF approaches optimize a learned reward function with a policy gradient method, which can be unstable and challenging to scale. Direct alignment methods simplify this process by learning a policy directly from preference data without an intermediate reward function. Our work addresses unanswered questions regarding direct alignment methods, particularly in relation to dense rewards and their applicability beyond token MDPs. We show how DPO optimizes a per-token reward function and discuss the potential use of its reward or value. By leveraging implicit rewards, we demonstrate that likelihood search yields similar results for direct alignment. Our work builds upon foundational concepts in maximum entropy RL and inverse RL, exploring the relationship between Q functions and reward functions under a fixed policy. This relationship has been previously utilized in RLHF and imitation learning contexts. Section summary. In this section, we delve into reinforcement learning from human feedback, RLHF, a method widely used to align large language models with human intent by learning reward functions from human-labeled comparisons. Direct alignment methods like direct preference optimization, DPO, have gained popularity for optimizing both reward functions and policies simultaneously in a contextual bandit setting, showing promise in various domains. While direct alignment methods differ from classical RLHF approaches in how they handle rewards and policies, our work focuses on adapting DPO within the token-level Markov decision process, MDP, setting to implicitly learn token-level reward functions and demonstrate practical insights for the community. Section. The token-level MDP for large language models. In this section, we define the token-level Markov decision process, MDP, as a tuple consisting of the state space, action space, transition model, reward function, and initial state distribution. The state space includes all tokens generated so far, and the action space comprises the vocabulary of tokens. The transition model describes how tokens transition from one to another, and the initial state distribution is a distribution over prompts. In reinforcement learning from human feedback, RLHF, the reward function is learned from human feedback on preferences between responses. We use preference trajectories starting at the initial prompt and ending at a terminal state, where future rewards are zero. The Bradley-Terry preference model calculates the probability that a win trajectory is preferred over a loss trajectory. Classical RLHF methods learn a reward function from human feedback and optimize it using methods like proximal policy optimization, PPO. On the other hand, direct preference optimization, DPO, stays within the contextual bandits setting and uses a closed-form solution to optimize the reward function directly. We explore how DPO can be theoretically related to the token-level MDP and show that it can fit any reward function in the multi-step Bradley-Terry preference model. We discuss the relationship between the reward function and the optimal policy in the token-level MDP and derive a token-level version of DPO to align the implicit reward with the best estimate of reward according to the Bradley-Terry model. By establishing a bijection between the reward function and the optimal Q function, we derive a token-level version of DPO to align the implicit reward with the best estimate of reward. This involves representing the sum of rewards in terms of the Q function and policy, and deriving the final DPO loss function by taking the KL divergence between the empirical preference model and the learned policy's preference model. Section summary. In this section, we define the token-level Markov decision process, MDP, as a tuple consisting of states, actions, dynamics, rewards, and initial state distribution. We explore how direct preference optimization, DPO, fits into the token-level MDP framework and how it can learn any dense reward function in this setting. By establishing a bijection between reward functions and optimal Q functions in the token MDP, we show that an LLM can serve as the optimal soft Q function for a reward function aligning with human preferences. Section. Token-level DPO can parameterize any dense reward function. In this section, we explored how DPO can learn per token credit assignment. We assessed if the DPO-trained model can effectively learn credit assignment from trajectory feedback. To do this, we used a set of Reddit posts for the TLDR test dataset. In a specific example where a user discusses an employment negotiation scenario, we compared two answers. The correct summary was on the left, while a modified summary with a higher level position and salary was on the right. For each token in both answers, we calculated the DPO equivalent reward advantage using the formula R S A equals beta log pi underscore theta S vert A. Beta log pi underscore text ref S vert A, where pi underscore theta is our DPO trained model and pi underscore text ref is the SFT model. Each token was colored based on this reward in the visualization. The model effectively identified tokens corresponding to incorrect statements while assigning reasonable values to the rest, showcasing its ability in credit assignment. Notably, even within the context of errors like the 250k salary, the model allocated appropriate values to other tokens and specifically pinpointed the management position error. This demonstrates promising potential for stitching, a form of combinatorial generalization from offline data. These findings could have significant implications for the use of reinforcement learning and RLHF in LLMs. Additionally, recent studies have shown that DPO models perform well as classifiers on reasoning tasks in reward bench. These promising results suggest the need for further extensive research in this area. Section summary. In this section, we explore how DPO can learn per token credit assignment by evaluating if the DPO-trained model can effectively identify and assign rewards to tokens based on trajectory feedback. By analyzing a representative example involving employment negotiations, we observe that the model successfully identifies erroneous statements while maintaining reasonable values for other tokens, showcasing its ability for credit assignment and potential for combinatorial generalization from offline data. These findings suggest promising implications for reinforcement learning in large language models and warrant further investigation into their performance on reasoning tasks. Section. Connecting guided decoding and search to likelihood-based DPO optimization. In this section, we explore the connection between guided decoding and search to likelihood-based DPO optimization. We have observed that combining large language models with search algorithms during the inference stage can enhance response quality compared to standard next token decoding. These methods typically rely on a reward signal or model to train a separate value function. During inference, a graph search algorithm is used to maximize the sum of rewards in the token MDP. Let's consider a search problem with a partial expansion of length k by substituting the reward representation and performing some algebraic manipulations. We find that the objective is equivalent to a likelihood search on the optimal policy. Empirical verification shows that using a 5-beam search improves win rates by 10 to 15% over the base policy, 1-beam, similar to value function guided search improvements. However, performance degrades with a higher number of beams, leading to overly long answers, indicating reward over optimization. These findings align with the concept of beam search as a search over a learned reward function. The V-star algorithm also supports this approach by combining star with a DPO-trained verifier, ranking reasoning chains based on DPO verifier likelihood. Moreover, we discuss the phenomenon of decreasing likelihoods in DPO. While DPO may seem to increase the likelihood of chosen responses and decrease rejected responses, it actually shows a decrease in the likelihood of chosen responses over time. This trend is expected in a maxint RL framework, where implicit rewards decrease in expectation to converge. By selectively SFTing on chosen responses, the likelihood of chosen responses decreases during DPO training, potentially causing overfitting. Additionally, DPO does not necessarily exhibit characteristics of traditional RL algorithms, as it focuses on adjusting the reward function rather than maximizing rewards. Section summary. In this section, we connect guided decoding and search to likelihood-based DPO optimization. Large language models combined with search algorithms during inference have shown improved response quality over standard decoding methods. Empirical verification demonstrates that a 5-beam search enhances win rates by 10 to 15% compared to a base policy, but performance degrades with a higher number of beams due to reward over optimization. This study also reveals that DPO may decrease the likelihood of chosen responses over time, which aligns with a maxint RL framing and the phenomenon of decreasing likelihoods observed during training. Section: Discussion. In this section, we formulated the DPO optimization algorithm as learning the best Q function, which is represented by an LLM. Our formulation and results offer theoretical support for observed DPO training phenomena that were not clarified by the original Bandit formulation. We also connected and unified a group of new LLM search algorithms through likelihood search under DPO, demonstrating similar empirical improvements with a simple one-line code adjustment to using beam search. Importantly, we found initial indications that DPO can learn credit assignment directly from feedback data. While more extensive empirical investigation is needed, we see this as a positive early sign. Our findings suggest several promising future research directions. 1. Learning reasoning from feedback. The STAR algorithm enhances reasoning in language models by sampling multiple reasoning chains and fine-tuning based on correct answers. This approach, known as expert iteration in the RLHF literature, may not perform optimally compared to DPO and PPO. By framing the reasoning problem as a ranking over generated answers and leveraging our preliminary credit assignment results, we may enhance STAR by using the filtered data as less preferred trajectories. 2. Multi-turn conversations. Teaching language models to engage in interactive conversations has been challenging due to RLHF being optimized for single-turn interactions. Recent work has shown success in this area using STAR and extending DPO to multi-turn conversational trees like the Open Assistant dataset. 3. Agentic LLMs. LLM agents like WebGPT can take autonomous actions, such as browsing the web and gathering information before providing answers. Our analysis suggests that DPO training could learn optimal exploration behavior, potentially improving the success rate of LLM agents on various tasks. 4. End-to-end training of generative AI systems. Systems like DALL-E 3 use an LLM as a prompt refiner generator to enhance conditioning before utilizing a diffusion image generation model. By considering a hybrid MDP with discrete token-level transitions, we can optimize this system end-to-end with DPO, improving both prompt drafting and image generation based on user feedback. We believe these research directions hold promise and intend to explore them further in our future work.